Blog Talk Radio.
Adams, it really is, and that is definitely a great statement. And so I want us to grow together, and we're going to go on a journey of discovery, and we're going to explore this statement and process of satisfying and achieving a goal, a vision, a dream, a desire that we have. And I want to encourage you to lean in today, because we're going to look at different aspects of this process of the joy of fulfilling, or the joy of fulfillment.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams. Hello to our global listening audience, and woohoo, I absolutely love Mondays. And if you are a regular listener of Motivational Mondays, you know Coach Adams is speaking authentically from her heart, that I truly love Mondays. I actually look forward to Mondays. And I look forward to Mondays because this is an opportunity for me to sow into your lives on your journey, to give you some deposits that will support you in achieving more. And on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, lifestyle, personal, and professional coach, master motivator, Coach Adams, it's time to Shape Up and Win. We're in our Shape Up series. We have a great subtopic for you that I'm really excited about, but I want you to know this, that each episode of Motivational Mondays is without question rich and insightful. No, that's not me being arrogant. That's what you have stated on more than one occasion, the richness and the insight that you've gained from Motivational Mondays, and we so appreciate that. So if you're listening in for the first time, we want to encourage you, our global listening audience, or maybe you're returning and you're listening in, we want to encourage you to take advantage of our on-demand library. You know, if you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia for you. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. You know, our on-demand library is filled with rich insights on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win personally and professionally. I don't know about you, but I want to win, and I think you do too. I would like for you to allow me to set up the framework of where we're going on today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around today's subject, and then, if time permits, we're going to open our lines up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions, your comments. Of course, your interaction lends to a richer environment that we really and truly love, and so we always appreciate the engagement from you, our global listening audience. We encourage you to chime right on in at the appropriate time. Don't be scared. It's a safe space. If you don't already have your notepad, pens sitting in front of your laptop, your smartphones with your notes, your electronic devices at whatever level, your iPads, your tablets, whatever it may be, old school, note school, and pen, I want to encourage you to grab it so that you can capture the nuggets and richness and jewels that will be shared for you on today's installment. And before we jump into today's topic, we're asking you to take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. We would like to ask of you to allow your cute little social media juices to begin to flow. Write on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM. Send an email. Go old school. Send a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon, whatever you need to do. Bottom line, that's what we're asking, that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. Why? Because we know we can't do it without Y-O-U. And for that, we say thank you. Thank you for supporting us. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. It really is. And we're looking at the joy of fulfillment. The joy of fulfillment. This process of fulfillment, you know, that act of feeling fulfilled, that state or quality of being where you know you've accomplished something, you have come to the realization of completing something, and you're excited, and you have this joy around fulfilling whatever this thing may be for you. It could be a dream that you've had for a long time. It could be a desire, your vision, your goals. And as you know, our regular listeners, that Motivational Mondays is all about working your vision, achieving your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. And your dreams could be a simple desire. You know, I think of a fulfillment of a desire this weekend. And when I tell you the joy of doing what I said I desired to do and not having regrets that I didn't do it, the woulda, coulda, shouldas, or oh, it's too late, or all of these different excuses that oftentimes many of us give. I know I've been guilty on my journey of giving from one time to another excuses. You know, we can justify anything, can't we? But I want to share with you that in 2018, I had the opportunity to go to Orlando, Florida for a Maxwell Leadership Conference. And I was so excited. And Coach Adams is a tour geek. You know, wherever I travel somewhere, I like to do a tour in that area. And so I was going to Orlando, Florida for the first time for a Maxwell Leadership Conference. Those of you that are regular listeners, you know that I am a part of the Maxwell Leadership Team. And I went and I was so excited. I planned in advance. I made arrangements for certain things that I desired to do in advance, one of which was a tour. And it was an extra special kind of a tour. It really was. And I made the arrangements online when I got there in advance so that I could schedule the time for that day. When I went to do that, I was so disappointed. It was like the wind beneath my wings just flopped. The sail was taken out. I mean, the wind was taken out of my sail, the air out of my balloon. It was so disappointing. Because I had this, what I knew was going to be an amazing tour of Orlando, Florida by helicopter. And what I didn't realize until I got there was you had to do and book for two people at a time. They would not allow one person to book. And I took this journey solo on my own, and it was so disappointing to me that I wasn't able to fulfill a desire that I had in my heart for a long time. The years had passed. Obviously, I said this was 2018. 2019, you know, didn't have the opportunity. 2020, everybody knows where we went in 2020 and where we've been for the past few years. But I said, you know, I'm going to revisit this desire. And so I started looking into it and saying, this is something I've been wanting to do. It's been on my live life list. And said, I'm going to do it. So I looked into it, asked, you know, a friend of mine, do you want to do it? And it wasn't the right time for them. No worries, get it. I understand. I went to the next person and I said, you know, I want to do this. They said, yes, let's do it. They got as excited as I was. And so I took a helicopter flight this weekend from Long Beach, California, to one of my favorite little day escapes, and that is Catalina Island. And when I tell you the joy of fulfillment that I experience being able to take this journey and not just have this as a dream, but to be able to, of my live life list, helicopter ride to Catalina Island, check. And by the way, thank you, Dr. Linda, for that term, making the shift from the bucket list to the live life list. I love that. And I had this amazing experience and journey. And when I tell you the joy of fulfillment, again, that I feel, because it was a desire that I had, and I accomplished it. I experienced it. This is now a memory that is branded on my heart that I will have forever. No one can take this experience away from me. And I want to encourage you, our global listening audience, don't let your dreams or your desires, whatever they may be, die. Don't let them die. You know, to achieve our goals, our vision, or for us to, attain a desire that we have to ask ourselves questions along the way. And one of the questions, and what I love about this process of asking questions, it gives us an opportunity, as Shakespeare says, and I always quote this because I love it, this quote by Shakespeare, and I feel like he says it best, to thine own self. And why am I saying to thine own self be true? Because when you're on your journey to work your vision, achieve your goals, and live out your dreams, there are questions along the way that we must ask ourselves. And one of the questions that we must ask ourselves is in this process is, am I willing to pay the cost or the price of what's required for me to get what I desire? Are you willing to do what's required to achieve your goals, your vision, your desires, and your dreams? You know, oftentimes we can look at someone, as an example, has been married for 40 years, and you say, wow, I want to be married for 40 years. But the reality is, you can't just say, I want what they have, 40 years of marriage, woohoo, yay, without processing, are you willing to do what they've had to do, what they've had to endure, what they've had to go through, what they've had to experience, what they've had to work out in order to be able to say they've been married in a healthy relationship for 40 years? And that's just one illustration, and I say that because most people desire love and to be loved, but we can look at other areas. You know, if you want to get into great physical shape, you can't just say, I want to get in shape and not do something. You know, if you see that person that can pick up a 100-pound barbell, well, they didn't start at that 100 pounds. They had to go through a process of building to get to that place of being able to lift 100 pounds. Could be, I want a 40-year marriage. I want to get into great physical shape. You may be sitting there thinking, I want to achieve great wealth and success. Whatever it may be, you have to ask yourself the question, am I willing to pay the price? What is the cost of me being able to work my vision, achieve my goals, live my dreams and my desires? As I stated, and being able to fulfill a desire this weekend and have an amazing helicopter ride to and Catalina Island, I had to sacrifice for that to happen. But I was willing to do that because I didn't want to sacrifice the experience. I didn't want to sacrifice the desire that I had in my heart. And many people don't know that Coach Adams has an adventurous heart. So this was something that it was like, yes, I want to be able to do this. And I've had some great adventures. But with each adventure, I've had to ask myself some questions along the way. And if I'm in a place of hesitancy, I have to look at, okay, why am I hesitant? What is it? What do I need to face along the way? And so as we are talking about the joy of fulfillment today on Motivational Mondays presented by Inspired Media for You. Again, we thank you, our global listening audience, for chiming in. We said, you can look at someone and, oh, they have a 40-year marriage. I want to be married for 40 years. Someone is in great physical shape. I want to be in great physical shape. Someone has achieved great wealth and success. I want that. But you have to ask yourself the question, am I willing to do what they have done to achieve what they have achieved? And that's where the Shakespeare quote comes in. To thine own self be true. Because only you can answer that. I have a coaching, you know, situation, and I was speaking to a coaching client, and they were saying, I want this, Coach Adams, I want this, Coach Adams, I want this. And I said, that's great. I support you with that. But you must ask yourself the question, are you willing to do what's required to achieve what you desire? This is what I've grown in the wisdom to know to be true. We often fall short on our journey because of the lack of habits that we have in place. Those habits being the daily routines that will enable us to get what we desire. Those things that we do routinely, regularly, daily to ensure that we will be successful. If you want a 40-year marriage, guess what? You got to work at it. If you want to be in great physical shape, guess what? You got to work at it. If you want to achieve great wealth and success, guess what? You have to work at it. But it's not just, I work at it one day and that's it. If you were to sit down with someone, as an example, that has achieved a successful, healthy marriage for 40 years, they would tell you, we've had to work on this daily. If you speak to someone who's in great physical shape, they would tell you, I had to have specific habits, routines daily. Anyone that has achieved great wealth, great success, they have alongside with them a history of great daily routines that support and serve them. And so this joy of fulfillment, it is a moment of woohoo, as I shared in the top of this hour, being able to accomplish a dream this weekend that I desired. The helicopter ride from, you know, to Catalina Island, woohoo. But it didn't start with just that moment. I shared in the top of the hour the disappointment of not being able to do that in 2018 when I wanted to, in the way that I desired. And many times we will lose focus on our desires and our dreams because of a moment of disappointment, or someone has discouraged us along the way. And so I want to challenge you that in whatever your desires are, your goals, your vision, your dreams, if you want to experience the satisfaction of fulfillment, you have to complete something. Ooh, wow. Did she go there? Yes, Coach Adams went there. You have to get into the mindset, have that quality mindset of completion, that you are going to complete what you start, and you're going to be committed to doing that daily. Again, we all fall short because we don't have the right daily routines and habits that serve us. But yet, we want to achieve great things. We look at a Beyonce. Oh my gosh, she's achieved so much. But do you know how much she has had to sacrifice to achieve what she has achieved? We can name name after name after name after name. And that's why it's so important for us to evaluate. Am I willing to do what's required? You know, as a Maxwell Leadership Team member, there are two masterminds that I do regularly that I love. One is, and I facilitate often, I mean, these two are my top two. I have others, but these are two of my top twos. And one is put your dream to the test. You see, we don't put our dream to the test enough. And in putting our dream to the test, what I love about this curriculum is that it outlines 10 questions that we must really process through that will assist us in seeing it, seizing it, and achieving it, because we're taking the time to go through these questions and asking ourselves those hard questions like, am I willing to pay the cost? And that's just one of the questions. But then another that I love is today matters. Why? Because today matters challenges us, and it deals with our daily habits, the routine. Because successful people, they make right decisions. And not only do they make right decisions, but then they manage those decisions. And maybe you're listening in and you're thinking, oh, Coach Adams, I've made some wrong decisions along the way. And let me tell you, you're not alone. I can relate. I've been there. I haven't always made the right decisions. But you don't have to stay where you are. You're not in bondage to where you are today. You can break free. You simply have to make an adjustment. Ask yourself, what do those adjustments look like? Because there are times on our journey when the reality is we don't make the right decisions. It happens. It's real. When it comes to looking at, am I willing to pay the price to get what I desire? This is what we must understand. Our dream that we have, the desires that we have, the goals, the vision that we have, it's free. For you to have that desire, guess what? It costs you nothing. It's free. The desire in and of itself, it's free. Goal, it's free. The dream, it's free. All of those different aspects, the vision, it's free. But this is what isn't free. Lean in. What's not free is the journey. Processing through and what you have to do. That's where the daily routines and habits come in. What you have to do. And I was sharing with one of my coaching clients because their goals are lofty. And I'm not against lofty goals, but I said, you have to ask yourself the question, are you really willing to sacrifice, pay the price, and do what's required for you to achieve those lofty goals and dreams? It's doable, but if you're saying, I didn't feel like doing anything this week towards my vision, you're not going to achieve it because it doesn't matter if you feel like it or not. You have to make it up in your mind if you're going to do what's required. See, our attitude, oh, Our attitude matters. What is your attitude? And in this process of my attitude, we have to understand that when it comes to the cost, as I stated, the dream in and of itself, it's free. It really is. That desire, the goals, it's free. But the converter is the journey. The journey is the converter, putting it out, and the execution to get the results that you, that I, that we desire. And when we look at paying the cost, paying the price, you have to say, am I willing to sacrifice? As I was speaking to my client, one of my clients, I said, are you willing to sacrifice an hour a day? And the reason why I said to them, are you willing to sacrifice an hour a day? Because they have a full-time position. They have a family. They're a wife. They're a mother. They serve in their church and community and all of this. So I said, but can you sacrifice 1 hour somewhere a day? Because if you're willing to do that, and that's small, when you look up at the close of 1 year, instead of 0 hours, you've now invested 365 hours into your desire, your dream, your vision, your goals. Is it worth it? And yes, it will require that you sacrifice something in some area. I remember I had a trip that I wanted to take to Israel with my pastor. This was in 2018. It was not a cheap trip. I mean, I had to plan literally for over a half a year to be able to take this journey. I had to sacrifice. Are you willing to sacrifice in those areas where we can be better stewards of our money, our resources, our finances? I fight for that regularly. And yes, I got thrown off by 2020 as many did. I'm an entrepreneur. And I'm recovering because of where we've been for the past 2 years plus. And just recovering from that. So we've all had some setbacks. We've all had issues. But are you willing to sacrifice to overcome? And that is the question that we must transparently ask ourselves, because the price, the cost, it's great at different levels. It's a high price. It's often higher than we anticipate to achieve our goals. And not just in the monetary. I'm not talking about in just the monetary resources. Are you willing to sacrifice events that you want to go to? For those of you that are regular listeners, you know that I am the Global Master Trainer with my mentors, Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, founders of Boston Movement Vertical Leap and the Hollingsworth Boss Masters Program. And I sacrificed to be a part of the Masters Program. I can't tell you how many times on a Sunday people are like, oh, my God, you got to go now? Like, I'm like, yes, I have to prepare for my master's class. When I scheduled my trip this weekend, I said, we got to get back by this time because they're like, really? I'm like, yeah. But I'm willing to pay the price. I'm willing to sacrifice. And I have to ask you, in what area do you need to sacrifice and why aren't you willing to pay the price? Why you're not getting the results that you desire. And so I wanted to challenge us all, self-included, as we evaluate, am I willing to pay the cost for my dreams, my desires, my goals, for my vision? Am I willing? Because you have to be honest with saying, am I willing? I had to look at that recently. I shared a couple of weeks ago that I did a master cleanse.
And I had to say, are you willing to sacrifice these days of not eating? And it took me some time to get to that place. But I knew that it was important for me to have a reset. So, question of cost. Are you willing to pay the price? And know that it's going to be higher than you expect. It will be. But are you willing to do what's required to achieve your goals, live your dreams, to work your vision, and for whatever your desires that you have to become a reality? And know that the cost is one that you have to evaluate continuously. There are many events that I can't do because of commitments that I have. And that's okay, because it's a choice that I'm making. Someone else may not make that choice. But then they're looking, trying to run someone else's race, and they're looking and saying, oh, my gosh, look at all of what they've achieved. But when the rubber meets the road, they're not willing to put in what's required to get the results that they desire. Because when it comes to our daily practices, when it comes to our habits and those routines, we have to prioritize what's most important. Is it most important for you to be at the cookout, or do you want to achieve your dreams? Now, I'm not saying that family and having that time is not important, but you have to say in this moment, what is the priority? Because the reality is this. When we prioritize, priorities give us focus. It supports us recognizing and moving towards our targets, our goals, because it allows us to now approach based on what are my priorities along the journey. And I want to challenge you that you have to prioritize. Know what's most important to you at any given time and any given season. What matters most? Is it the cookout? Is it the couch potato time? Is it the brainless time that you're spending out of alignment and time management? And that's not an attack, but you have to be honest about it where you are. You have to locate you. I'm having to locate me all the time. So know that Coach Adams is not throwing darts, daggers, no. But as your coach, I'm challenging you to really identify, do I know what's most important to me? Am I prioritizing in order for me to achieve my goals, in order for me to work my vision, in order for me to have those desires that I want? Am I prioritizing? Your priorities may be different than my priorities. For example, I shared with you that when I was planning my helicopter trip, I asked someone, I said, do you want to go? And it wasn't the right time for them. And I said, that's great. I honored them for their priorities. But for me, I didn't want to have any regrets and woulda, coulda, shoulda. And so I said, this is a priority for me. This is important for me. I want this experience. Why? Because it was important for me to accomplish something so that I can say, woohoo, live life list, check it off, I've accomplished it. And to be able to have that joy of fulfillment, large or small, whatever it is on our journey. We have to be able to check things off. Complete it. I did it. Whatever it may be. And so you have to set goals. And you have to be able to see yourself achieving those goals. Achieving that vision one step at a time. One daily practice at a time. One priority at a time. Because what may be important to you in this season It may not be as important in the next season, but know the season that you're in. I always talk about that we have to locate ourselves. We have to know where we are on the journey. Along with prioritizing, we got to get organized. We have to get organized and determine, how will I accomplish what I desire? How will I work my vision? That's where the strategies come into place. How will I achieve my goals? How will I close this gap from where I am to where I desire to grow? How will I achieve my dreams? So you got to get organized and get into the nuts and bolts details of how will I do it? How will it get done? You have to also plan. This planning is you got to look at and decide, when will I do whatever it is that I desire to do? When will I achieve this desire? I had determined and purposed in my heart. I said, this is the year I'm doing the helicopter ride. Couldn't do it in 2018 as I desired, but I'm doing it now. 2023, I want to be able to say, check, helicopter ride to Catalina Island, live life list, done. That experience is one that is branded on my heart now. I can check off and say other things. What is it that you keep saying you want to do, and it has become a woulda, coulda, shoulda for you? So in this process of prioritizing, first you got to know what's important at any given time and season. You have to organize, decide, and determine, how will I do this? What does it look like? Am I saving a certain amount a day, a week, a month to be able to do whatever it is? What does it look like? What do I need to do daily to accomplish it? What are the plans that I need to have in place? What's my deadline? I often share that a woman is not truly pregnant if she doesn't know a due date. When's the baby coming? I don't know. Well, is there really a baby? Yes. Well, when is it coming? I don't know. There's always a due date. What is your due date for your desires, for your goals, for your vision, for your dreams? What does that look like? We also have to communicate our priorities. Share them with the people around you. Allow yourself to be accountable to partners, to team members, to your coach. You got to communicate. You also have to execute. What is it that you need to do? This execution, though, is really about following through on your plan. Your plan represents the blueprint, the strategies. And then you have to, along the journey, you have to constantly be evaluating, examining, looking at your results, seeing, am I on track? Am I on the course? Am I closing the gap? Examine yourself and your results and see, how do they line up with your priorities? Woo! It's so amazing how quickly time flies. I would love to hear from you, our global listening audience. So with that said, you know, this is a time in the programming that I absolutely love, because I love inviting you in to the conversation. I would love to answer your questions. Your resident empowerment coach is in session. I'm here for you. This is your time. Ask a question around today's topic, or you may have a thought that you want to share. I would love to know, what is your biggest takeaway in what we've talked about so far? This is that time in our program when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. All are welcome. Would love to hear. What is your biggest takeaway? What are you taking away? If you have a question or a comment around this journey that we've been on today on Motivational Mondays, presented by Inspired Media for you on the joy of fulfillment. We're looking at achieving our goals, our desires, our dreams, working our vision, and the fulfillment that comes that with each step along the journey, when we can see that we are accomplishing those things that we say we're going to do. And whatever that looks like to you, large or small, being able to say, check, I've done that, check, accomplish, check, check, check. There's great fulfillment in being able to put a check mark next to what we desire. And this fulfillment is all about this act and quality of completing things, the completion of. And so I want to encourage and challenge you to know how important this is. So again, we welcome you into the conversation. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Meanwhile, I want to share a story with you because so often on our journey, we need someone to walk alongside with us, to, in essence, some wisdom and some insight to support us in being able to paint the canvas that we desire when it comes to our vision, our goals, and our dreams. And a few weeks ago, I had the opportunity to go to a paint and sip. Now, I am not a painter by any means. And I saw this, I did this because I wanted to challenge myself in a totally different creative environment. And I wanted to do something different, and I've done it before. And so a friend of mine, we went and we did this, right? So I see the painting, and the painting is of this beautiful cherry blossom. There is a mountain behind it. The sky is very distinctive, and you know, there's snow on the mountain and on the ground and all of this, right? And when I saw what we were painting, my mind initially said, ooh, I don't know how I'm going to accomplish that. But this is why I'm bringing this illustration up, because many of you need someone to walk alongside with you, and you don't see the value in it. Painting in structure, they give you all of the tools that you need. You have the blank canvas. You have the color palette of what you need, the different paints. You have the different brushes and the different sizes of what you need. You have the water to clean your brushes. You have everything you need. The blank canvas. The instructor tells everyone, okay, grab brush number whatever. The medium-sized brush, grab that one. Now we're going to tap on our paint. What color is it? They tell you the color. We're going to blend black with white and make gray. Okay, they tell you how to do that. They're walking you through step by step. Then they tell you, make some big, you know, swooshing strokes of more than halfway over the canvas. Just swish with the brush. Just, you know, don't try to be perfect. Just swish. So now you have your gray color tone. This is no longer white, but it's starting to form. You already know how the picture is supposed to come because they've shown you what the end result will be. I share this with you. You know what your desires are. You know what your vision is, your goals, your dream. You have a sense of that picture. But you may need for someone like the painting coach that took us through this whole process of creating the cherry blossom and the details around this image. You may need someone to walk you through step by step. How will you accomplish this? Now, I want you to know there was probably about 20 of us in the room. Everyone accomplished this picture. Now, some had their little spin to it, but you could look from one painting to the next and see the similarities in this process. Why? Because if you followed the instructions of the support that was given, you got a level of this picture. You got it. So we've had the sky, and then now they say, wipe your brush off, put it in the water, wipe it off, get some white paint. Shoo, 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 switch it around. Now the sky is looking different. Oh, it's really coming into shape. It's time to move to the mountain. They tell you get the black now. You're going to do a line up and down like a mountain from halfway, quarter of a way. You go through the process. Every step of the way, they're walking you through this process. And you begin to see this picture coming into form. That is what coaching is. Many times we wonder, well, what is coaching? Coaching is having someone walk alongside with you to assist you with formulating your picture, giving you strategies, tools that you need to be able to achieve the end result. In this case, the cherry blossom. Oh, it turned out so beautifully. I mean, it did. Looked very much like the original picture. And I said, wow, it has its own little spin because I put my own little spin to it. But yet, it was accomplished. And here on your journey, you need someone to walk alongside with you. And I want you to know that it would be an honor to be your coach. That's why I shared with you this cherry blossom imagery and the paint and sip, because I wanted you to know that when we have the right support, our goals are more doable because we have the right people on our team around us. And I am committed to assisting individuals on their personal and professional growth journey through the power and the process of the gifted, anointed tools that I have, the gift of empowerment, through my one-on-one coaching, group coaching, my private mastermind, team building, all of those things that are available to you. So if you want more information, give our team a call, 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. Or you may text, and if you're texting, just simply text your name and full circle. If you already know which coaching area that you would like support in, if it's one-on-one coaching, just say one-on-one coaching, and we'll get back to you with the additional information. I want to encourage you, as I often do, that, you know, so often we have to ask ourselves this question. Life happens. Life happens. And when life is happening, oh, it's so easy to lose focus on our goals, our vision, our desires, our dreams. It's like we feel beat up by life and we lose sight. It happens. But you have to ask yourself this question. Am I willing to do something different on my journey to get different results, to get greater results? Am I willing to position myself to allow my dreams, my desires, my goals, my vision to come to pass? When I told one individual that I wanted to do a helicopter ride as an example, and I say that because it's fresh, it just happened, right? They were like, are you sure you should be doing that now? Is that wise? Now, I'm not saying that their questions are not valid. They are. I know that they, from the place of wanting to have my best interest at heart, I get that. But in that moment, guess what? They didn't know the backdrop of the fact that I had the disappointment in 2018 and that it was something that I said I'm doing in 2023. I'm not asking anyone for permission. I've already decided. I'm asking you, do you want to take the journey? And if you're not, no problem. But so often we have people in our circle, they begin to be those naysayers. They don't mean to come at you and attack you. They really don't. They're meaning well. I believe that they are. I mean, it's a very small percentage of people that are coming from a place of sabotage where they're legitimately trying to sabotage you. Oftentimes, people are speaking from their place where they are, their experiences, their lack of faith or level of whatever, you know, and so you have to stay mindful of who you have in your circle. When you're saying, I want to do certain things, I want to accomplish certain things, I want to live my dreams, because if they're not doing anything, guess what? Yeah, no. And they'll start to pull you down. And they are going to be the main people, guess what, that are sitting back with regret. Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Oh, I wish I would have. I would. Don't be that individual. One, that's speaking negatively about other people's desires. And two, that doesn't have the right people in your circle that would speak words of encouragement, life, and insight into the fulfillment of your dreams, your vision, and your desires, the goals that you have for yourself. So that's why I say, are you willing to do something differently? Because part of putting your dream to the test is evaluating, do I have the right people on my team? Am I in the right partnership with those individuals that truly, I may not have all the answers, but because I have the right people positioned around me, now my dream, I'm in position for my dream to become a reality. Because if you tell someone, I want to make $50,000 a month, and they say, ooh, girl, guy, that's a lot. You can't do that. Is that the right person to have on your team when you're looking at fulfilling your dreams? The journey is not exclusively about money. It's whatever it may be. You could say, I'm going to write a book. You could say, I'm going to produce a movie. You could say, it doesn't matter. That's just an example. I hear different levels of desires in my coaching practice with my clients. And you better believe that I am a dream builder. I hold their hope for them. I assist them with strategies that they have someone that's on their team supporting them. Now, you got to execute. You got to do the work. But if you're willing to pay the price, you will have the joy of fulfillment. We're closing out today's installment of Motivational Mondays. If you didn't ask a question, we can continue the conversation on our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. You want more information about Coach Adams, visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com. I thank you for tuning in. This is my free gift, my complimentary gift, my soul into your journey. Every Monday, we're right here on Motivational Mondays. We invite you to set your timer, set an alarm so you can be here with us every week. Jumpstart your week empowered and inspired with tools that will support you in being in position to win. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. Thank you so much, our global listening audience, for tuning in. For I Coach and You Win. We'll hear you next week. Can't wait.